The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, so we have our guest on the line. Good afternoon. We'll come back to this thing. Guest on the line. Hello, sir. The Zoom.
Good day to you and your listeners.
Yeah, good day. All right. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. So we have this is Mr. Ferguson, Scrapper and Dealers Association.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, you're talking the bass. Welcome to Freedom 106. So I see we have an initiative here. See if I get it. Tell us about the initiative, the community initiative and hamper drive from the Scrap Iron Dealers Association. It's happening on Wednesday, the 22nd of January from 10 a.m. They park on the lookout on the Marabella train line. So tell us what made the Scrap Iron Dealers wanted to do this. Because every time you see the Scrap Iron Dealers Association, they're always asking for something for themselves. But what made they want to do this for the people?
No, well, we started this since last year. We started going to the communities, and what we started in Enterprise. We went to Labre, we went to Bacade, we went to Mova, we went to John, we went to Paula Spain and Baranara Promenade, we went to Sandy Grandy, we went to Maloney, we.
Hello? Breaking up, Devay.
We went to Tunapuna, we went to a good bit of places, we starting back this from last year, what we did finish, because, you know, we think it's necessary, because we don't think everybody just understand how to get to programs, a government program, to get to the private sector, and, you know, there's a serious problem with people who come from these communities that to get work and things, you know. So we decided on our own self that we will go to the communities and not just go and give out hampers, but go to continue the help to able to discourage the youths of a life of crime. And when we mean of a life of crime, we mean that people who killing one another, because, you know, there's a lot of killing taking place. So we want to discourage and then also people who stealing people's house. Invading people's house. Right. You know, is a lot of things that we discouraging the youths and them from doing.
All right. But is there any work available? So
when we say that.
Hello. Yeah, hello, yeah. Right. So
is very clear.
All right, I want to ask you a question, sir, because youths right now, they don't just want talk and money, just talk and hampers and discouragement. Because you could tell a man, watch me, don't do that. You don't do that, you end up in jail. Don't do that, it's not a good thing to do. But when water more than flour, and he go home and he don't have anything to eat, you know what I mean? He going back out and do what he had to do. So there's the Scrap Iron Dealers Association available to provide any jobs for people.
Well, that is why we think it's necessary, because we is the only industry. You could now leave jail. You could now come out of jail and you know your record bad, and you know we will take you and we will help you out. There's so much of people that came out from jail working in our industry, and you know what they're doing? They're doing very good, because we does not say, because you make a little mistake in your life and you was involved in this. We does not say that. We help them out. We have so much a youths now that working in this industry that was in a life of crime, and they remove themselves and they have wife, they buy house, they build, they do all kind of thing, and we have evidence of all of that. So what we doing is something that we would have started doing long time with myself. And if you understand who is me and what I stand for. I my mother died when I was 12 years. My father died when my father died a year after. And I didn't take a life of crime. I grew up in the communities where these people and them is. I grew up in poor communities. But I didn't choose a life of crime. I went all over the world. I represent Trinidad. I was the manager of the national boxing team. I was the chairman of the Caribbean. I am not talking about things that I am not involved in. I am telling you, and I leave school in Palm Tree, you know. So I have a story to tell the youth why we must not be in a life of crime. Because you see, we have a thing that we feel that we can buy more guns and we can build more jail and that will help the life of crime. But we say that the only way to help is that you have to know what is the problem. And if you feel that you don't know what is the problem, how you will help the youth? You cannot solve a problem if you don't know what it is. Because you could be a doctor in a rate, you could be a doctor in criminality, and all you're telling the government to do is to buy more
bad connection there, sir. Connection bad, like the connection to the youth. Hello?
And buy more.
You understand?
Yeah, but your connection is going in. Your connection is going in and out, sir. I don't know if your location or something. Your connection is poor.
Oh, well, yeah. Tell me if you hear me clear now.
I'm hearing you a little better now, yes, sir. So whatever you're doing right now, keep it that way, please.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that we need to change the way how we treat the youth. Mm. We want to change the youth's mind. We want to get them doing things, but we fail in how we approach it, and we think that they will continue killing one another because we don't understand that there is people who know how to deal with this. And because you don't have the doctorate and your title, you can't help. But let me tell you something. I could tell you a long time ago, you know who was Leslie Short coach? There was a man who didn't have no degree and you had no thing in it. No, for you to be a coach, you have to have a degree. And for you to be a politician, you have to be a lawyer. And because they take away all the honesty from being something now and put it into all kind of degree you have to get. And the honesty fail and gone away. So I am saying is that the only way we decided we will put the team together, we will put a team together, we will go to the community and help. I am saying to the public and the public sector, because let me tell you something. You want us to go to the community to tell them stop in being involved in crime? Well, you help we, so we can help you. Because when we go and tell them, don't go and rob and don't go and steal and don't go and kill, it's helping you because they won't come in your place. But we need your help to go out and tell them and not just go out and just tell them that, you know, because we need to give people a chance again. We need to give the youth a chance. We cannot only tell the youth, listen to me. We will get you in the government system where we can make you a lawyer if you want to be a lawyer. We can't tell them you want to make you an engineer. And when we ask you to help them, you're refusing them. But when they're back against the wall, you know what these youths and them are going to do, because if they don't have nothing to eat, they don't have no shoes, they don't have no clothes. What do you expect them to do? Where we go to? Everybody goes take it and remain without our slippers and remain without our shoes and take that.
Yes, sir. So wait now. Okay. But this man only talking. Why? All right. We have to have a conversation, sir. Dialogue. Right?
No nice. Problem.
Right. So you intend to go into other communities. I see you're going into Marabella by the train line. Now, let me say you're going to these hotspot communities and things. But you say you've done it before. Do you get the turnout and the support of the people? Because some people might be afraid to come out because they might have some community leader or the gangsters or the whatever it is, the gangs and the six and the seven say, listen, if you go down there to that. You know what I mean? There's problems, you know. How do you, assure the support of the people when you're going to these areas? Or do you get it?
All the time that we go to the communities, what we do, we make sure and we partner with the TPS, the police, we partner with them. They will be part of our program. They have speakers that They have speakers will be speaking also, and they come out the full force, the task force, and the Marbella police will be involved in that. So you see, no matter where we go, when we go into St. Paul Street, Bessel Street, wherever we go in, then we go into Sealers, we will be involved with the police to partner with us, because you need to partner with people for this in this program. This is not about our hands alone. This is about all hands on deck. So we try to partner with everybody that wants to be part of what we're doing, because we think this will be doing is something for Trinidad and Tobago, because we was also in Tobago too, and I could tell you we was in Tobago too. And if you look back and you go through to our Facebook page, you see hundreds of people when we go out there. It's not like you see 10 and 20 people, hundreds. It's full up, the place full up when we go out there, because you see when we go, it have people like Pastor Dutton, it have people like Rondell Fields, myself, God grip it. We have people that respect, and then we have the entertainment part, because you know that the youth and them only want to hear old talk, and they want to hear talk alone, you know. They want to hear positive things that listen to me telling them, if you want a dream, you think you could work hard to get the dream. And you have people, we have good singers about the borderline, you have people singing real good things. So the whole vibes is about good vibes, and that is what we want to push around Trinidad and Tobago. But we're not leaving out, let me tell you something. One of the things that we also telling them is have a goal, and one of the things is that a lot of the communities and church, and schools and all kind of thing need to get themselves, the youths involved in knowing who is God. When I was small, I know who is God, because you see man, you fear man, but you see God sees everything and knows everything. This is one of the important parts in my speeches. I always tell the youth, we always have to know that there's a God. And if we do understand that, it's like we ain't doing nothing, because you could do what you want. You must believe there's a God, and that is how you build your confidence in life and build your strong spiritually, you know. That's the way. I want to hear what you have to tell me, because I don't want to tell my talking alone.
I live in a layer talk. I live in a layer talk. When you're done, finish your stuff. So you're done, I can talk now. And there's one of the problems. You say you want to hear the youths. I talking there, but you only talking. How a youth could talk to you if you only talking? You're talking right through. Are you really ready to dialogue with the youth?
I will tell you something. Is that I explaining to the public what we doing?
Okay.
Well, I ain't talking to. I explain them what we doing is a difference between. I explain into what we want to do, because we just give the youth a chance to talk and ask them.
But you are in a radio interview, sir. So you are being interviewed. Yes. I mean, so if I ask you what you're doing, you're just going on. Well, up a little bit. All right, okay, cool. I was going to ask you about the police involvement. What about the police involvement in this the whole thing? Do you have the support of the TTPS?
Yes, sir, and that's why I tell you, when we go places, they with me, they will find they will have seniors speaking. They will also have the task force, the Saudi vision, you know. There will be a lot of other people out and working with us.
Hello, sir. Yeah.
Your phone is ringing.
You just went low. Something is.
Okay.
I ain't able. Yeah, something is wrong with you with your connection again, sir.
Okay.
You're on your phone. Are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, your phone ringing and. It cutting into the Zoom now, you know, technology.
Yeah, sorry for that then.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so once again, well, I see you have some artists there, like you spoke of the artists. I see you have Squeezy Rankin with the big song right now, The Justice, that youths are gravitating to.
Yes.
Right, I thought this was a typo, Garth Griffith. Who is Garth Griffith? I thought it was really Gary Griffith, you know. Who is Garth Griffith?
No, it's not Gary Griffith. Garth Griffith is a former teacher and a person who was before he came a teacher, he was a vagrant. And he used to sleep in Paula's Plain all on the streets. And he's showing the youth that he didn't have to get himself involved in crime, no matter the lowest of the position he have. So he giving his story, and he telling the youth that he was all over Paula's Plain, sleeping in all different places, all on dirty mattress. But look where he is today, you know. He get to end up to go and learn and be a teacher. He end up in a house and set a thing, you know. So he didn't have to get himself involved.
Yeah, your phone I'm ringing again, sir. So you're low again.
I hear with you.
Right, but you went low for a little while. Right. Yeah, so you're, well, Alan Ferguson, you have passed. We know Pastor Dutton, we know Randall Fields, we know Guy, well, you say who Guy Griffith and ASP Ramsaran. But I'm not seeing anybody youthful that the youth, so, you know. Well, do you have any youth to talk to the youth?
Well, I said it will have people from youth from the community, and if you watch the paper, it will have people from the community. And I mean, you have to understand, this is not the first program here, and we have a lot of youth working with us, and we have a lot of youth that work with us in this endeavor that we continue going along Trinidad and Tobago with. You know, this is something that we inviting the youth to be part of, and if you understand me, I'm a former top sportsman, you know, I travel all over the world, so I am one of the person encouraging you to be part of what we're doing.
So that is all well, good and great, sir. We appreciate that, sir. But you see, if you look at it from a youth perspective, a youth really want to see it. Now, you remember, apart from the experienced people talking to them, a youth want to see somebody talking like them talking to them. And all these other old people that they have talking to them, like, is this really going to attract the youths or attract just the elderly in the community? Are you going to be speaking to the choir or really targeting the audience that you want to target to?
Well, why you will be saying that, and I have no objection to you saying that, but you have to understand, we just can't only use youths, you know.
I'm not saying that, but you mix it up. Yeah, you mix it up. You have youth with experience. Yeah
youth. So we had that. We think I'm an old man or what?
No, I never say you're an old man.
I never say I might be songing so, because my whole life grew up hard, you know.
Yeah, but watch when the youths out there. But the youths out there, once you're over 35, you're old, you know.
We could say that.
That's how it is. If you really know the youths on the ground, once you're over 35,
you're old man. You're old man.
Yeah, I old, yeah. Once you're over 35, you're old. Once you're over 35, you're old to them. A youth is considered, well, 15 or 35.
We have a lot of youths that come out and talk and with us, you know. There's a big team we have, different people that go out and speak with us, you know. We look at the community that where we're going into, and we look at it, you know. There's time that we use different people at different timing because of how we go. We can't bear the whole program with a lot of things in it, and we have to middle it and keep it in a way that it will finish in a certain amount of time. And when you see we want to get certain message in certain community, we pick certain people where we knew this, pull out that kind of message. Because as me, you know, I am a man from all the community. I one of the people that in Trinidad that if you're familiar with, I'm a man who in the community, I grew up in the community. I'm a businessman, but me move from the community and I still living in the center and have business in the center of the community. And the ghetto, you know, businesses, more than one business in the ghetto. So I understand the thing. And me moving and me fighting to move out from the community, because I say that I grew up in this community, and when the war and all kinds. And I think, so I don't run and go no way. I just say, listen to me, all of you need to stop. And I continue doing this thing. And what we're saying is that we want hands on deck. Because some people believe that everybody will leave the youths and them to kill out themselves. But we can't do that. We have to help them. And how we can help them? When everybody put their hand on deck. We don't mind if you're a Baptist, you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you're a what. We need your hand and death. We don't care if you're 35 years, 40 years, 12 years, whatever. When you come to help, we want you to put your all the effort with us. And we say, when we moving through and we put the system in place with the office where they could call us to get help. We ain't talking about, let me tell you something, we not only helping in Hampa, you know, we helping and helping you build your roof, we helping you build your park, we be doing things. So if you're not aware because you didn't know where what we're doing, we doing more than that. We helping right down the road.
Mm-hmm. All that's right, what so. We do. Yeah, man. No, I notice you also have a lot of men speaking here. Well, Alan Ferguson, Pastor Dutton, Randall Fields, Gat Griffith, and I'm supposing that ASP Ramsaran is a man too. But where are the women or the mothers or the, you know, any women speaking in this thing? Because, you know, that is part of the part of the problem too.
No, well, we, as I tell you, we just look at the community. It have other communities that we will put women to speak. We have a lot of different women to speak. The last community thing we had women speaking. We are missing all that. You know, that is something we does too. But in this one is we look at people time. You know, when we looking to build a team to go out somewhere, you know, it's have to always to do with time. And people who are available, and when we look at this, we look at the availability of how the speakers, because we also be careful of who we put to talk to these youths and them, you know, because we're doing it so long and we ain't getting no complaints, but because of the effect of how we're doing it, and we don't want to run into problems because we don't want to damn this spirit that we're going about with, you know. So it's about, you know, not all the time we will have men speaking alone. We have the women and them too also to speak on the platform too.
All right, so Wednesday, okay. 10 a.m. How come you chose that time, Wednesday, 10 a.m.? If you're talking to the youths are supposed to be in school at that time, Wednesday, 10 a.m.?
All right, let me tell you something. And that is what the difference with me is.
Mm-hmm.
We targeting the people who not working.
Okay.
We also targeting the idle hands. We also targeting the ones that lime in the ghetto, lime on the block all day. So it's people, when you're going out to get hamper, you don't want to go and meet the people who walking and get them hamper, you know. You want to meet people who are walking and get them and talk to them and help them. That's the one you want to meet. And so far, it's very good with the support we're getting with people coming out. And you were shocked to see the amount of people coming out because at the time, is not a problem to us. Let's really stop it. You hear how much place we went already? You hear how much place we went already? Mm-hmm. And that is what we're doing. So all we're asking Trinidad and Tobago, if you need to get on to me to be part of this, this is what we're doing because you hear about it and know about it. My number is 323-06-0206. I want to say back that number again.
Right, yeah.
323-0261.
All right, okay. If anybody want to donate, let me say any more hampers or anything, or get involved, that's your number to call, right?
Nice. All right.
All right, sir.
Yeah, anything. Food, stuff, clothes, anything, because that people...
Yeah, okay. All right, man. No problem, man. So once again, the community initiative and hamper drive Wednesday, the 22nd of January from 10 a.m. Location, the park on the lookout on the Marbella train line. All right. Once again, your speakers, Alan Ferguson, Pastor Dutton, Rondell Fields, Gad Griffith, ASP Ramsaran. I see here as well as other speakers from the community, parties of officers from the task force and Marbella station will be present. And you have them entertainment by Mr. King, Rayon Elborn, Jazzy Blaze, Anthony, the Juba Charles, and Squeezy Rankin. All right? We take a break, folks, and we come back.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.